Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's Trifecta Bonus Bet Offer on the championships. Find out more at your local Tab, tab.com.au, or on your mobile.
This is your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, with the latest on the most exciting Sydney Autumn Carnival. The championships will have the best horses from around Australia, including the inaugural country and provincial championships. Stay in contact with the latest news, interviews and best form analysts in town through Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley.
Yes, good morning, everyone. For those that are joining us first up on Easter Monday, welcome to day one of the championships. The postponed meeting from Saturday on today. We're on a heavy nine out west. That fog has cleared here at Randwick. It's trying to, but it's just hanging around a little while longer. But we've got a heavy nine, a penetrometer of 6.18. We'll go through the early scratching shortly, reaffirming that Sweet Idea is coming out of the TJ Smith. It's got tenderness to its off-neck region. Sweet Idea to come out of the TJ Smith. Peter Moody's online, so let's say a quick good morning to Ron Duffersey.
Good morning, Andrew. Best Monday meeting I've ever laid eyes
yes,
on.
Yes, for sure.
Really looking forward to it.
And good morning to you, Mike Fraser.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Yeah, well, we'll get to Pete Moody and then we'll talk about the track later.
Yep. Heavy nine is where it sits. A lot of dew on the track. You can see where people have been walking the last hour. Pete Moody, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, boys.
Well, at least we're on, Pete. That's the main thing that a lot of discussion over Saturday, but we're here and we're racing on a heavy nine as it stands now.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like it's going to be a good day, so would have been a shame if we had a missed yesterday's good weather, but it's worked out well for today.
Yeah, once this fog goes, Ron, it's going to be hopefully for the majority of the day fine and sunny.
Yeah, we should be fine today, Andrew. Pete, you've got Plucky Bell in the Doncaster Mile. It was a great result in the Coolmore. Can she finish off at a tough Randwick Mile?
Well, she's just got to be ridden in a similar vein. She's just got to be held up, and Kathy's just got to be very patient on her. She'll probably hold a midfield spot thereabouts and just really hold her together for, you know, one final burst at about the last furlong and a half. And it worked out superb in the Coolmore, where she only got the split with about a furlong to go, and that's her chance of running out a strong mile, you know, and hopefully similar conditions. You know, she loves the soft ground, limit weight, last start Group 1 winner, so she goes into the race in very good shape.
What about this filly in the sires, Pasadena Girl? She's unbeaten with two straight wins at Flemington. Look, she has a strong enough looking pedigree.
Yeah, the trip's the least of her worries. Yeah. She could be going around in the Oaks, so no, she's done well. She's a bit of a surprise packet. We've always thought she had good ability, but didn't expect her to be doing it at two. And she's just kept coping with the racing, and she's probably on each occasion gone to the races heavier and bigger than she did at the last, and she'll do that again today. So great sign for a two-year-old filly, untested on the soft. We believe she'll handle it on the little exposure we've had to it, but until you try them under conditions, you don't know. But she's a real racehorse. If some of those big soft colts stick their head in there a bit, she'll put hers down and have a real dip.
Her racing pattern, obviously, down the straight was get back, run on. This is a different race. This is a pretty slow race, this.
Yeah, well, the other day at Flemington, she got dragged back. She was in behind a couple, and they took her to a position that we didn't want to be in, and it nearly cost her the race. And then Jurek had to drag her back probably two or three lengths then further to get her to the outside clear running. So we'll just adopt a bounce, squeeze and travel attitude. I wouldn't be surprised if she raced a fair bit closer. But I'll leave that up to Vlad. He's ridden her well twice, so had the luck twice. Hopefully he can do it again today. The draw is probably a bigger concern to me than the racing pattern, in the hope that we'll be able to get out off the fence.
Yeah. Race two, you looked to have two very interesting runners, or two good chances here. Well, I suppose it all revolves around scratchings, but High World had solid form in the spring, and he's off a strong Warwick Farm heavy track win.
Yeah, he was good the other day under the big weight, and he probably just needed that. He's taken good improvement, and he goes there in very good shape, and inauguration comes off a freshen up from last start heavy track win, and hence the reason he was here for Easter, looking for this wet ground. He's one that'll want a mile and a quarter, a mile and a half, but it's probably a great race for him to kick off in under the heavy conditions. So both horses go into there very fit and well, and I would expect them to be, regardless of the opposition. I think they're both, under the conditions, going to be very competitive today.
Mm. Inauguration, is he a Queensland Derby horse?
Yes.
So John Hawkwood, can he turn his form around here on a softer track in race three?
Well, it's the best opportunity I've had to win a race with him. He's a horse that wanted soft ground, he wanted a big track, and probably wants this trip. So he's got all three possibilities in front of him today. So he goes there with no excuses. Canberra the other day, he just really felt ground. It was like concrete. We got away with it at Flemington previous to that, but he just didn't cope with it at Canberra. So he's... you know, he's got every possibility today. He's in very good shape. And like I say, wanting this trip and the bigger track and the cut in the ground, he goes there with no excuses, and be disappointed if he wasn't very competitive.
Okay. Just quickly at Sandown in race seven, Allman, two runs back up to a mile now.
Yep, he's ready to win. Nice colt. Didn't have any luck at all at Bendigo and the Guineas the other day, so back in grade, gets his chance.
You got Lucky Romance there as well. She's as honest as they come, but just doesn't win often.
She'll run second.
Okay.
Take the Quinella there.
7 seconds the last eight runs, I think. So you can put her in the tries for sure.
Race eight, Blenwell resuming.
Learn a bit here. We're just not sure where she sits in the food chain, and today will tell us a bit more.
And race nine, three runners, Bell Seal. Awkward draw, but okay first up.
Yeah, he's going to need luck. He'll be back if they're making ground. He'll be suited. Just a little concern there at Sandown at the moment with the kickback, whether they'll run through it. But if they are, that's a pattern. He can run well.
Orion's resuming, and the fresh record looks okay.
Yeah, he's one. He'll be midfield thereabouts. Probably won't require as much luck as the other one, and he can sprint well fresh.
And Wildfire, well, may have got a good ride, but still one with a lot of authority last start.
Yeah, it did. Once again, it's the three horses, it's going to depend on if they can make ground, because they'll all be sort of in the second half of the field, and Wildfire's probably the one that's up and running, and the other two will take nice benefit. But all three could be competitive there without trying to nail one.
Beauty.
All right, well, good luck here, Peter, with the delay, but we're here and we're racing on a heavy nine. Good luck to you, mate.
Let's enjoy it. Cheers, boys.
Peter Moody there joining us, going through his runners. Now, as it stands right now, we've got a heavy nine here, a penetrometer of 6.18. The scratchings that we've got at the moment, and there's no sweet idea, but Ray Murray, he did tell me the horse is coming out. The current scratchings are race one, number seven, Vellucci, race one, number seven. Race two at the moment is clear. The third, number one, Rising Romance, three, Permit, and 11, Martin Vast, 1, 3, and 11. The fourth, number one, Binalong Road, number one. And people have been inquiring why the horse Apostana, number 18, gets in.
Yeah,
the reason is that it's the best placed horse out of the Central District Final.
Why wasn't it first emergency?
Because I don't know. The short answer is I don't know that. But the ruling that they've had, the ruling they've done in the announcements of everything to do with the country championship, that if a horse were on was taken out, if it didn't make the final, the horse that finished behind it, the next horse, was offered a start in the country championship final. So I can only say that this horse, because it's now the best placed available horse out of the Central District qualifier, it's now in the final.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That
you
makes
got
sense.
Yeah,
makes
okay.
Sense.
Hugh Bowman takes the ride there on race four, number 18. Race five, you can take out four, Savaro, nine, Jewel Star, and 12, Snip Spur. Four, nine, and 12. Race six, number 10, Perignon, number 10. And then in race 10, number 9, Heavens Above, and 12, Find a Fitter Filly. That's 9 and 12 out of race 10. Now, Ray told me at about 10 to 6 that Sweet Idea is coming out with Tenderness to its off-side neck region. Still hasn't come out officially on Riser, so we'll wait and see what happens there. Mike, you wanted to mention the track. It's very, very dewy this morning with this fog. You can see where people have walked on it over the last hour or so. Heavy 9 and a penetrometer of 6.18.
Yeah, I walked the track yesterday afternoon around about 3:30, and I was actually pleasantly surprised. I was expecting it to be a lot worse, and It had actually dried out quite a bit. It was a beautiful afternoon there. It's a shame we got this fog this morning, because I think it could have quite possibly been the better side of a heavy nine. I thought it could have got easily into an eight and maybe a bit better. But this fog, because the last time the court proper was mown was on Wednesday, when I was walking it then, and yesterday afternoon the grass was quite long. So that fog, that moisture from the fog, is going to hold in the grass leaf for quite a while. So I'd say the heavy nine will be correct. And once again, you'll want to be away from the fence, 5 to 6 horses, at least off the inside from the last four to 500 metres.
Yeah, the couple of people I've seen that have been walking in your spot, Mike, just checking it out with umbrellas being pushed in. The sun is trying to do its very best. It's really working hard. I know the fog in the western suburbs is gone, so we're just hoping that it can break through this fog and get this dew off the leaf, as Navesh Ramdani would describe it. Ron, I am right there with that country championship. The horse, Apostata, number 18, is now the best placed horse that can run out of that Central Districts qualifier, and that's the reason why it gains the start over High Opinion and on the emergency list.
And that probably explains why we had so many emergencies as well.
Yeah, they're all from the different districts. That's fair right. Enough. Righto, that's where we are at this stage. I think we've gone through all of that. We'll wait on any new scratchings. The old sweating game with the Doncaster. What happens here in the last 5 minutes? It's somewhat yesterday got approval with the temperature back to normal, Ron.
That was the first move. Checkmate.
No,
I'm running your game. I'm back in business.
What do you reckon's going to happen here? Who's going to get the phone out last?
I think it's great theatre.
Oh, I don't know. I just hope it's all above board, boys.
Yeah, no. Well, let's wait and see.
It's above board.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, let's wait and see what happens here. The country.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
The country championship final. Looking forward to seeing this. Art Lee is Todd Willen's hope, coming down from Musselbrook, and he joins us this morning. Morning, Todd.
Morning, Andrew.
Todd, had you started the journey on Saturday, or were you still at home?
No, we arrived here on Friday afternoon, so had a good few days to settle in, which we're really grateful for.
Where are you staying?
Neville Voigt Stables around the racetrack.
Okay, so you're right here, and I guess now it's just been a case that the horse has settled in okay?
Well, I've been very happy with the horse. He settled in really well. The extra couple of days, he's going to benefit from that as well after the quick back-up. He hasn't left a grain of feed since being down here, so all's well.
He looks an underrated horse, Todd. I thought he was brilliant the other day at Musselbrook. He just doesn't seem the easiest horse to ride.
Yeah, that's right, Ron. He can be a handful. He is such a big, raw horse, you know, and he needs a bit of galloping room. He needs a hot tempo, but if everything goes in his favour, he's as good as anything in that field.
Is he a horse that needs cover? Otherwise, he'll grab the bit and want
to change? He'll need a bit of cover for sure. Hopefully, we can just be about, you know, three deep throughout, just off the pace a bit. We've got a few insiders that'll want to cross and be there with the lead somewhere, I'd say, Voodoo Lad and that, and hopefully we can just get the drop on them.
Okay, and you're thinking of him on a wet track?
That's the big query on, you know, he was on a soft track at Tamworth, but it was a completely different surface to Ramwick. It was more gluey. They had a lot of grass coverage on it, and he just didn't sort of handle that, so that's the big question mark with him.
Well, I see last preparation, earlier in January, you brought him to town here at Randwick, so you obviously think he's a city-class horse, and actually he did start favourite that day.
Well, he probably nearly should have won that. He threw that race away himself. Mitchell had to give him a dig out of the gate. He was a bit tardy away. And after he done that, he just sort of grabbed onto the Chewy a bit and started to over-race, and we had no cover, and, yeah, he'd done all his work too early.
And for people that don't know a lot about Todd Willing, you worked predominantly for Peter Snowden. You've learnt your craft mainly from him and a couple of other trainers, and you break in horses at Musselbrook.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. We do a lot of breaking for a few studs up around the Hunter Valley and that, and do a bit of pre-training. Most of my work was for Peter Snowden, John O'Shea and John Hawkes. I spent a bit of time with them, and, you know, I learnt more with them than I did anywhere else. And the other 15 years I've been doing it.
How many you got in work?
Well, I've only got 6, Ron, at the minute. I broke my ankle not long ago, and I'm just back riding now, so we're starting to build the team up again now.
Might be 16 if you can win today.
For sure.
I hope so.
Good luck to you, mate. Hope the horse runs really well for you.
All right. Thanks a lot,
Todd. Todd Willen there with Art Lee, who, Mike, couldn't have been more impressive. I know it's a different surface here today, but, gee, it won good to get in through that wild card race.
Oh, he absolutely bolted in there at Muswellbrook, but and they make a really good point there. The run prior, he was hard in the market, and, you know, he sort of, that was a slowish track, and he sort of wasn't as effective as he was at Muswellbrook. But if he can bring that Muswellbrook run to town today, he's right in the mix.
Yeah, sure.
20 after 7, Sky Sports Radio. Easter Monday with a difference. Championship day one here at Royal Randwick. We're on a heavy 9. I reckon Paul Bissara is staying here at Randwick. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Are you at Randwick?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that sun's trying to do its best to get through that fog at the moment.
Well, I reckon it'll come through. Usually after the fog's a nice day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's meant to be fine and sunny, so that's the good news. Mate, you've been at Randwick here for over a week. How's he done, Happy Trails?
Yeah, he's done absolute treat. He's, you know, worked good, everything's good. He's just bubbling along. You know, just all I was hoping for was a nice track, and I don't think they'd have beaten him.
Mm. He's got patchy form in the wet, hasn't he, Paul?
Yeah, terrible. Terrible. He just doesn't. He's a big striding horse, and he just doesn't put in.
Barrier 2 today, midfield, sit midfield somewhere.
Oh yeah, wherever he lands, you know, like he's just got to find his own feet, and then his normal style of running is to run home. But you know, barrier 2. I don't reckon it's going to be a heavy 9.
No, it'll, if we don't get any more rain, it'll dry out quickly, I'd suggest. But
see how they'll rate the track is. I think from a certain, you know, they look to the heaviest parts of the track, wherever the heaviest parts are, that's it, and then they have to rate it on that.
Mm.
But I'd say the majority of the track would be a lot better than that at the moment.
Well, let's hope so. How has this transferred to today affected your plans to back up on Saturday again?
Just hang on a second. Yeah. I just got out the road. Someone just turned the wireless up.
No worries. No. Yeah. Just is there a chance that he can back up next Saturday, considering he's racing today?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. Because he as he's go, he backs up really well. He's if you have a look at his last spring carnival, he had 4 races in 5 weeks. So, yeah. You know, the Cox played and he won the McKinnon.
Yeah, okay. Understand. Well, so we hope he gets
backs up good.
Yeah, we just got to hope he gets through the today's conditions.
Well, I think you'll find that the sun's actually starting to come out now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just think that you'll find that track gets a lot better than what a heavy 9.
All right. Hope you're right, mate. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Paul Bissara there with Happy Trails. I'm getting same scratchings that I've mentioned on Saturday all coming out here. Fine Mist has come out officially again this morning. Race 5, number 7, Fine Mist. We've now got 12 scratchings on a heavy 9. Day 1 of the championships. Back with more in a moment. This is Sky Sports Radio.
If you're after a forklift that leads the way in quality, reliability and productivity, then Toyota Material Handling has the right forklift solution for you. Toyota is the world's number one forklift brand with a massive range from pallet trucks, stackers and order pickers to their market-leading Toyota Counterbalance forklifts. For new and used sales, short or long-term hire and all servicing, let Toyota Material Handling tailor the right forklift solution for your business. It's all part of the Toyota Advantage. Call 1-800-425-438 or hit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
It's the final day of Rebel's run-out sale. Save a massive 20% off all men's and women's Axis footwear, excludes football boots. And the Jarman Vivo Smart is now only $169, saving $30. More great offers are in store and online. The last day of the Rebel's run-out sale today. Hurry.
Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley is brought to you by TAB on Sky Sports Radio.
24 after 7 and the final bits of track work happening here. Mondays, Ron and Mike, you know better than I. Mondays are sort of, it's more exercise morning, isn't it? You don't normally see a lot of horses coming out and doing, you know, strenuous gallops.
No, mainly. Well, a lot
sometimes
more than
if they're racing on the Wednesday
I suppose, yeah. But you don't see a lot of it normally, unless it's Wednesday.
No, it's not as much.
Righto, looking forward to, I'm just updating these scratchings every so often here just to see if anything pops into the system. As we know, we're counting down to official scratching time at 7.30. I can tell you too that Corey Brown has arrived back from Singapore and Craig Newitt is on a flight very close to landing in Sydney. So those Singapore jockeys flew home to ride yesterday, and now they've flown back to ride today. Ron, Lee Friedman's online on Racing HQ Monday. Good morning, Lee.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. I'm glad they're not riding mine. They'll be giddy.
Yeah, they will be. They've done a bit of travel. I guess if Lincoln Rupee was hanging on the end of a trip, you'd probably turn around and come back.
Yeah, you probably would.
Sure. You're well? Fitting well?
Yeah, good.
Ready for the sale?
Yeah, as ready as I'll be.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be bit rich for me, but anyway, we'll see.
Things are rolling pretty well, Lee, for you and Anthony.
They are, Ron. Yeah, we've had a good start to the new partnership, and a lot of horses winning races. No stars, but plenty of winners.
Today, one runner, Metalesia. She's a nice enough looking filly.
Yeah, she's. I don't know if you remember her mother, Romneo, but she was a very small, plain-looking filly by Red Ransom. This filly's a bit on the same way, but probably a bit more athletic than her mother was. And I think she's got similar ability.
Did Romnea handle the wet?
She did, actually. I had a look at that. You know, when you've got time in your hands, I went back over her record. I think she had six starts on wet for two wins and 3 seconds, but I don't know. That makes a lot of difference, I think. Johnny Weesmuller's mother drowned in the bath. So.
Yeah. But she's 5 weeks into the last run. Is that some sort of a concern on a testing track today?
Look, it's always in the back of your mind. But the plan was to put her in. She had two pretty solid runs going back 4 or 5 weeks. And it was almost my plan to have her here for this race and possibly the car in 2 weeks' time. So, you know, trying to manufacture another run in between was always going to be difficult. But the good thing about her is she's quite lightly framed. She had a very solid gallop last Tuesday before she came up, and my report, Jamie Mott's been helping me a lot with getting her ready down there. We worked for Sydney Way, and he said, look, he couldn't get her any fitter. So, you know, that's not recent race fitness, I guess.
Winker's on today?
Yeah, I tinkered with that last Tuesday and thought she went super in them, so yeah, they'll go on today.
So we can expect a good run.
Look, as long as she gets through the ground, I think she's definitely a chance, a winning chance too.
And one runner in Melbourne, Distant Rock, freshened up back in distance in race six.
Yeah, look, pretty plain little horse, just out of maiden grade, but you know, ridden on the speed, you'll probably run pretty well.
Beauty. Good luck today.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Lee. See you out here later. Lee Friedman joining us there with his runners here with Anthony today. That sun is now down on the winning post here, guys. It's burst through. Let's hope it accelerates getting this dew off the track. But thankfully, the sun is through. And Glenn Munsey's just arrived in the broadcast box here with us that over near the airport, it's terrible. But I've heard a couple of planes landing. That's why we contacted Corey Brown and Craig Newitt just to see, make sure they weren't being diverted away from Sydney. But Corey's here and Craig Newitt tells me he's on flight. So let's hope that no flights from interstate coming for the championships get diverted to somewhere else after Saturday.
Well, there were some earlier. I know that. I heard it earlier. They were.
Yeah, okay. I've heard a couple go over here. I presume, unless they're taking off. But I've definitely heard a couple of planes go over Randwick in the last little while. No additional scratchings at this stage. We sit on the 12, so we'll wait and see what officially happens here with Sweet Idea. We'll wait and see. Brett Devine joins us from the Australian Turf Club. Morning to you, Brett.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning to Ronnie and Michael and all the punters out there. Happy Easter from everybody, and best Monday race day, as Duff said, we've had in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's going to be a super day. There's so many people out here already cleaning the tables. They're making sure everything's spot on for a crowd that can come along. The gate's opening for the members at 10 and the general public 15 minutes after that, Brett.
Yeah, those times are 100% correct, Andrew. 10 o'clock for members and 10:15 for the general public. The members' coaches are running as usual too. I had a couple of calls from members yesterday and let them know that they're all still on schedule, albeit a little bit earlier. For other people coming to on buses, a lot of buses run from Eddy Avenue, from the stand, the D stand there at Eddy Avenue, and they only take about 13 minutes to get to Royal Randwick all through the morning and the early afternoon. So people that are getting off at Central should jump on those buses from Eddy Avenue. And the buses are free on the way back from 4 o'clock at the Ellison Road gates, free STA, free public buses back to Central Station, and they run for several hours through the afternoon. So plenty of options to get back back to Central Station to get home. And there's a fantastic members display on today to celebrate the 150th, finally the 150th running of the Star Doncaster Mile. There's a members display on near the Heritage Gallery with the Doncaster Trophy on display. You can take some pictures with it there. And from our Heritage Society, a great display of all the history of the Doncaster over those years. And for the general public too, that a great promotion in the Daily Telegraph. Those vouchers that have been running will still be there today. Pop them in the barrel at the members or the public concierges, and you're in the running for a $50,000 prize from the TAB. So it's all set and ready to go again there, Andrew. And with this, the good thing about the fog, as we've said, is that normally means it's odds on to be a beautiful sunny afternoon.
Well, I can say right now that the sun's bursting through, so that's a good sign out here at Randwick. A few people continue to walk the track just to get their right spot for later on. The right spot is to be here at Randwick. The fog's going to go. We've got a clear day. We've got a heavy nine, an improving heavy nine. Just listening to a couple of people this morning, if the sun comes out and we can get this dew off the track and it can improve. 10 o'clock for the members, 10:15 for the general public, and there'll be a hell of a rush at that time with the first race at 11:25, earlier than normal, given 10 races with no daylight saving. 11:25 the first. Thanks a lot, Brett. We'll see you out here later in the morning.
Thanks, Andrew. See you there. Good luck to the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club. And don't forget, the bonus bets are on offer. Have a trifecta on the group ones today, and we'll give you that bonus bet detail a little while later. But you can get all that from it. Now, we're just updating the scratchings here again. It's gone, on my reckoning, past 7:30.
Sweet Idea's out, but Breeze's slowing down dramatically.
Yeah, no.
Sweet Idea has come out.
It's come out officially?
Yes, it has.
Okay. I might go, what I did the other day, Ron, was went to our page, the Racing New South Wales page, and they were updating a little bit better and quicker the other day. As I say, we have 12 at this stage. For the meeting, and just waiting for these scratchings to become interim or final. No, they're the same as riser. So we'll just stand by for these scratchings to become interim on this day. It's so crucial, isn't it, given the Doncaster, just what the other day it was right to the death, wasn't it, Ron and Mike, that these trainers made
nothing's
decisions.
Nothing's going to change today, that's for sure.
Yeah.
About well, the Doncaster runners and whatever, but we're on 7:32 now, and Riser's going a bit slow, and I don't know why, but...
I'll jump in. We've got James Cummings online, so as soon as we get these scratchings updated, I'll bring them to you through the interview. James, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. I think you'll find it somewhat scratched.
Okay, so it's come out at a temperature and got cleared yesterday.
Well, Moriarty will come out now for sure.
Yeah, so...
I think it should, Ronnie, because Riser just told me that the scratchings are... scratchings are closed.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay.
And there's only one scratching in the Doncaster.
Wow. And that was it somewhat. All right. Well, you're hot with the news. I tell you, you come over here and I'll go and train your horses for you, James.
Well, that'd be fun. At least it's dry where you are.
I reckon you could do this.
You won't be winning many races.
I reckon you could do this job, but I reckon I might struggle with yours.
What are we going to talk about?
Righto, Ron,
let's
get
talk
serious.
About Hallowed Crown. He gets a few ticks here. How's he recovered from his run a fortnight ago?
Yeah, look, he's bounced back very well. He's just trained on beautifully. We travelled him out to Rose Hill for a gallop at Rose Hill over 7 days ago now, but he stretched his legs out very nicely there. He had a final lead-up gallop on Tuesday morning and looked... looked very, very good, just sharpened up. Actually, potentially the sharpest I've seen in all preparation. And look, he's gonna need to come to a peak performance to be able to win this at Open Age Company and at Group 1 level. big searching mile at Randwick, you know, especially from the wide draw. So, you know, we're really hopeful. We were very hopeful that he would be showing off all these signs, and I'm very, very pleased with the horse going into it. I must say, I feel like he's as good as we could have him.
Tactically, what are you hoping for?
Well, it would be beautiful to get to the 1-1, but I think it's highly unlikely. I think it's got to depend on how the track is playing by that stage, Ron, you know, and who is the best out and the best to begin. We need to really be just aware of the chances around us, but the horse has this advantage that he has won at Group 1 level from sitting well off them in the three wide position and making a sustained run, and he's also won a Group 1 from sitting outside the leader and joining in at the 300 and surging. So he has that versatility that's very important, but I think he's just really going to need to be in a rhythm and concentrate. Tommy's got to concentrate on the horse, but he knows all this. He doesn't need to hear it from me, and I'd be happy with wherever he ends up, so long as he's satisfied that the horse is in his own rhythm. Mm.
Ruling Dynasty in the Derby. No issues with that abscess now?
Yeah, well, none at all. You know, he was ready to go Saturday, and nothing's changed now. The horse is just a little bit fresh, so he's really going to need to spend his energy very wisely to be filling in the top three positions in the race to get the podium finish, and that would be that would be a huge result for the horse. I think coming out of the form that he's shown, he was dropped like most horses were in the Tullock there by Hierarchy. He just really dropped us all with a very good turn of foot, and I have huge respect for that horse, especially on the back up. Horses generally run well in the Derby from that race. I understand that they haven't won the Derby for a few years, I believe, but I would think that Hierarchy is really going to be able to serve it up to horses like Preferment and Volkslock and Barrel. But one thing my horse really should relish is the added journey. I'm a little bit nervous about the wet ground because he's a big free striding horse and a big horse with big feet. Not always a great recipe, but I suppose arguably better than rock hard conditions, given that he might have mentally just a little bit of recollection in his mind that he was quite sore on that off four hoof on Tuesday afternoon.
Before we move on, I think it's somewhat come out at 7:28. Yeah. Moriarty comes out at 7:30.
Yeah, we're just waiting. Brent Zaraf has tweeted that in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, well, I've got Riser up on my screen. And
have you? Okay.
It's up. It's they've taken them out, and they've taken Swain S and Kermadec out of race two as well.
Okay, righto. So, I think Brent had also tweeted that Kermadec wouldn't run in either, or wouldn't run in the Carbine if he didn't make the Doncaster.
Well, he's made it. He's made it in the last second. Well,
okay,
maybe
well, Ray Murray, he's just texting, just closing off and waiting on Riser. So as soon as we get them, we'll pass them to you. Anyway, keep going with James.
Tempt Me Not, James, race one. She backs after a big win last week at Newcastle, and the wet seems okay for her. I thought a knockout chance.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think she can run top three here. She's got good speed. I think her form from 1,100 metres and down is very good. I think she probably just at this stage of her life, with lacking maturity, she probably lacks the strength to run six furlongs. And if you forget those runs at midweek level, her form reads quite good for this. You know, she should have won on debut 1,000 metres. Her next start was in the Widden, and she ran home very well for a fifth. And then obliterated a 900 metre field at Newcastle by five. And the provincial form has really stacked up those horses coming to the group races in the city for the two-year-old season. This season has been, horses like Exosphere and English. So I would like to think that, having not had to do much work with her since then, she would be able to reel off similarly good sectionals. She was comparatively better than the older horses on the day at Newcastle, and that's a very good sign. But, the track there was very firm. And, she's probably entitled to with a little bit of class that she showed in the Widden. But all the same, her track work shows me and some of her trials that she does get through the rain affected going quite well. Mm. And I think that Craig Williams will gel nicely with the filly.
Sultry feeling in race five. I thought she was much better second up, and the blinkers go on back on her today.
Yeah, and look, she's had one start with the blinkers on up the straight at Flemington 1,100, and she finished fourth, a length behind One More Zeta, who probably loves it firm. and it was, you know, it was firm that week. But there's nothing wrong with Sultry Feelings. Where track form, you know, her track work's been good. I might have liked to have seen her just be a little bit more collected in her gallop on Monday morning. You know, she was still very good. She's still got the speed that she showed last start. You know, great to see a positive return second up than what she showed first up. That tells me that she's on that path to getting back to her peak. And she has shown all the signals that she's a filly that can win at black type level. And hopefully today's her day. But, of course, you know, Peeping is flying. Nayeli did beat the boys first up. But she's got now that gap between runs, Nayeli, and she's up to 1,200. And you know, maybe that poses a chink in her armour. There's another filly there from Melbourne that Joe Moreira combines with. And look, it's going to be a pretty interesting PJ Bell. So hopefully Sultry Feeling can stand up to them and deliver a big finish.
This filly of yours in the last is interesting. Zazali, she snuck up on us. She's pretty good winning a pass two, but... And obviously on a heavy track last time by a big margin, but 5 weeks between runs.
Yeah, look, I think the biggest thing in this filly's favour is the improvement that she's been showing from one start to the next. I've been really, really pleased to see that. She's out of a half sister to Zarkava, so there are two things going on here. One, that I think she'll really relish the wet track. I mean, I don't know whether it was genuinely heavy at Kembla that day that she won, but it's still a heavy track win to her name, and she obliterated the opposition. The other thing is, you know, she should really relish... The step out and journey like she showed last start. But so the 5 weeks between runs, it's a little bit of that French style, like the way they go into an Arc de Triomphe, you know, they have a run in the Grand Prix de Paris, and then 6 weeks later they're perfect spot on for the Arc, you know, so that's a different way to what we normally do it. And you would very rarely see our stable produce a horse 5 weeks between runs, but you know, there's clearly an Oaks nomination that we have in mind and that we've been aiming towards. So she will hopefully be able to absorb the freshness that she's got and produce a good run here in order to earn her ticket in the Oaks next Saturday. I can tell you that she had a very good gallop with precedence as a real lung burner nearly 2 weeks ago now, and then she worked just as well last Tuesday morning on the course proper. My track work rider barely breathed on her at the 450, and she really sprinted up the straight and looked quite good in her action. She's a very, very small filly, but she potentially has that beautiful mix of stamina and speed to be able to make her effective at this level. You know, but you've also got to consider that, you know, she's only getting a kilo and a half of Maastricht here, who's got form around set square and from the spring, and also a good run in a good race against the boys, the Alistair Clark last start. So. That's a challenge, and we're going to learn a lot about her against this opposition today. There's no doubt about that.
Okay, well, pretty good effort from your team. You get five chances to the races on a major day like today. So let's hope you have a bit of luck.
Yeah, I hope so too, because it's one of those days where you go there with five horses working well and in good shape, and you can get eaten alive by the competition.
Hard to win.
It's very stiff, and I think that's a great thing about this jurisdiction is that there's great talent in the training ranks, the jockeys ranks, and a great variety and spread of owners, and hopefully everyone gets the luck they deserve and the best come out on top.
Yeah, well spoken. Good luck, James.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
James Cummings there going through now. Interim scratchings for day one of the championships here at Randwick. Heavy 9, penetrometer 6.18. The scratchings, race 1, number 7, Volucci, number 7. Race 2, 1, Swayness and 2, Kermadec, 1 and 2. Race 3, 1, Rising Romance, 3, Permit and 11, Martin Vast, 1, 3 and 11. Race 4, number 1, Binalong Road, number 1. Race 5, 4, Savaro, 7, Fine Mist, 9, Jewel Star and 12, Snip Spur, 4, 7, 9 and 12. Race 6, number 10, Perignon, number 10. Race 7, Clear. Race 8, number 10, Sweet Idea, number 10. Race 9, The Doncaster, 5, Moriarty and 12, It's Somewhat. Moriarty out at 7.30 and It's Somewhat out at 7.28. Race 10, take out 9, Heavens Above and 12, Find a Fitter Filly, 9 and 12. So we've got 17 interims. Obviously, they'll become final with the country championship and the Doncaster. We'll redo them again in about 10 minutes with all the other TAB meetings, guys. But it's aimed, it's deja vu all over again.
Yes, it's... look, the 2-3-year-olds are in there. That's it. So, yeah. Probably makes it for a better race, although I thought he somewhat had a good chance. But look, it's the Doncaster Miles, always an intriguing race and with plenty of drama, and there's no exception this year, and it hasn't stopped yet.
No, exactly. We'll take a break. We'll talk about the Doncaster a bit more with Mike after this break. Sky Sports Radio, day one of the championships. It's 7:45.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompts. It's that easy.
That's the sound of summer ending. And a glorious new season of AFL starting. And to welcome the footy season back, here's a terrific offer from the TAB. Place a head-to-head bet in rounds 1 to 4 of the AFL with your TAB account or TAB rewards card, and if your team leads at any break but loses, we'll replace your stake with a bonus bet up to $50 or equivalent points. Only at your local TAB, tab.com.au or on your mobile. See tab.com.au for T's and C's. Gamble responsibly.
Well, as we know, day one of the championships postponed from Saturday until today. And then, of course, next Saturday, it's day two of the championships. When it comes to Sydney, why don't you come out and play either today or next Saturday, Australia's richest race day, from the Clinique Pampa Lounge, Shandon pop-up bars, and the world-class gourmet food precedent of Little Sydney, which I emphasise isn't open today, but Little Sydney will be in operation on Saturday. Book now for Saturday and receive 25% off general admission. You can go to the webpage, theraces.com.au. So you can come out today. If you had general admission tickets for Saturday, you can use them today. They are valid for today. And if for day two on Saturday you want to come out, you can go to theraces.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, this is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley, brought to you by TAB.
13-8, just unable to get to Mick Price at this stage. A couple of people out here, Mike, walking this track, doing penetrometers right across the spread of the track. I guess doing it for jockeys that or trainers that just want to find out where the best area is going to be.
Well, I think you get a number of people that walk the tracks, especially in Melbourne. You see them, you used to get vision of all the people going around. Look, I suppose that, you know, some of these jockeys get their managers to maybe do it for them.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure how that applies, but you get get the right consensus here, you get enough people to look at it, you can always work it out. But, you know, I think it's Randwick's pretty much guaranteed when the rail's normal and the track's in the wettish range. You've just got to get away from the fence, and that'll be to the fore today for sure and certain. I was just looking at this speed map now with these scratchings. How that Crown, he may finish up in a really good spot, Ron.
Okay, well.
Well, he said one out, one back, yeah, hopefully,
James,
didn't he?
James might not be kidding when he says he wants to 1-1. But just back on that track walking, it just shows you how professional this game has become. You know, like with all different people walking the tracks. So it'd be from bookmakers to jockeys, to owners and trainers and representatives and I suppose even punters can walk the track if they want.
Yeah.
Well, I used to when I was tied up with Don Byrne, when he was a pretty big bookie in Sydney, I used to go out to the majority of the tracks like 2 days before the meeting and walk the tracks for him.
Mm.
You know, I used to look at the horses in the yard for him and do some video comments and stuff like that. But he just used to shuffle me off to the various race meetings to have a good look at the track because, you know, it was big biggies in those days.
For sure.
Righto. Nigel Blackiston is joining us, trained Suavito in today's Doncaster Mile. Morning, Nigel.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, we're here in racing. How did Suavito sort of, I presume, got here sort of maybe Thursday, Friday?
She got here Thursday morning and she settled in very nicely, Andrew.
So the extra couple of days hasn't gone anything against her?
Not at all, no. Okay. She's bright, she's well, she looks fantastic and very pleased in the condition and how she presents herself.
Just refresh my memory, Nigel. I think she's had a run at Randwick before, hasn't she?
She ran in the Oaks last year, Ron, and it's on a heavy sort of track, and she ran really well, but just didn't see the trip out.
Okay. And your feelings with her on a wet track here today?
Well, I walked the track about 7:30 this morning. I don't think I've ever walked a wet track in my life.
Okay.
It's a heavy dew on it, and it's pretty wet. So I'm hopeful that she's not a big, heavy, robust sort of horse. She might better skip over the top of it all, Bill.
Okay. And, well, there's no more better case than her as an in-form mare. Like, she's won a past four at group level.
She has, and she's just one of the toughest mares I've ever had anything to do with. And she gives her all, and, we can just get a little bit of luck from Corey and the barrier. I believe she'll be right in the finish.
She's adaptable. Where do you see her in the run?
Well, obviously, depends on how she jumps and everything else. I mean, idea if you can sit in the first half a dozen and you can get off the fence on straightening, it'll be perfect. But at the end of the day, I'd leave it in Corey's hands. Instead of Joe Moreira being the magic man, I'm hoping Corey can.
Yeah, beauty.
Well, at least he's arrived. He texts me. I only text him, Nigel, with this fog that's here at Randwick this morning, but he tells me he's arrived. So you've got no issue there either with some planes being diverted away from Sydney earlier this morning.
That's good news to hear, and I believe he rode three or four winners last night as well in Singapore.
Oh, did he?
So he's in good form. Yes, he is.
No, that's good form. All right, well, mate, I hope all the effort, and she can just cope with it. That's the way it's going to have to be, whether she can get through it like so many here today.
Well, I think it's going to be down to the fittest and the toughest, and I think those who've got a lot of 2,000-metre form behind them will do them in good stead on a track that's very testing.
Yeah, I understand. Good luck to you, Nigel.
Thank you, Andrew. Cheers.
Thanks a lot. Nigel Blackiston, trainer of Suavito.